America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
What's up, rioters?
Don't call them that, John.
What do you mean, Michelle? We are now on the Riotcast Network, and we need to be more, like, angry and mob-like.
Yeah, but it sounds like we're about to burn down a liquor store or something, and I'm just not comfortable with that.
Exactly. This is what these riot people do, Michelle. They, like, build pickets, they hit the streets, and they're just mad.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our show, The Video Game Outsiders, right here on the Riotcast Network, live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right, fine. And then also go to riotcast.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast. There's like a button there somewhere. Just push it.
We talk about video games?
Sometimes, maybe.
But it's mostly just a bunch of crap.
And Michelle, there's also another dude on the show.
Hey guys, I'm Matt Bradford.
Anyway, Video Game Outsiders live on Riotcast, Tuesday, 9 p.m.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, test, 1, 2, 3, test, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3. Go ahead, you try it.
Testing.
Go ahead, give her your call, go ahead now.
Testing. All right. Oh, my stomach hurts.
What hurts?
My stomach.
Your stomach hurts?
Yeah.
Backed up poo.
Stop, please.
That's what it is. Because when you travel, like we've been in a hotel for 2 days, in New York, and your body doesn't adjust to the whole traveling and the hotel. You don't think so?
No.
You don't think your body knows that you're out of your element?
No, I think my body knows I haven't been getting enough sleep.
Because you're out of your element, so...
No.
Yeah?
Anything to do with anything.
You don't think it has anything to do with anything? That you're in a hotel, a smaller room, with a kid... Not, you know, not having the snacks you usually have. You have to have substitute snacks.
No.
You don't get to sit up and watch TV and go to bed.
No.
After you watch, like, so your whole rhythm's thrown off. No. Don't you agree?
No.
Okay. If you don't agree, then we agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll do a podcast on agreeing and disagreeing. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we should have topics.
Okay.
First, let's get plugs out of the way. Then we'll get into topics.
All right.
This Saturday night, I'll be headlining the Improv, the Melrose Improv at 8 o'clock. Bonnie will be on the show, and hopefully some of our friends out in L.A. will be on. And then the following week, September 3, 4, 5, Laugh Boston in Boston, Mass. Great club, Laugh Boston. And you're coming up at Governor's, right?
The 18th and the 19th.
Of what month?
September.
Governor's Comedy Club, Levittown.
Governors.
The big room.
Governors Comedy Club. What are we doing in that Red Clay Festival or whatever it is?
October, we're in Atlanta at that festival.
Oh, that's the Atlanta date.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was. I couldn't. I thought those were two different dates.
Atlanta. There'll be some hipsters there and us and some. There's some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're doing our podcast there or.
Do you know the date?
I don't know. Oh. I have it written down. Well, here's. I have to continue with the saga from last week's discussion, and
what
we'll move
it?
On about what went on with me in Stand Up New York.
Oh boy, I can't take this. We had a huge fight about it.
Well, we disagree. That's what we're talking about: disagreement. How you handle things and how I handle things. Now, I think people would see how I handle them a lot more level-headed and businesslike.
No, that's not businesslike. Stop.
Yes.
Stop right there. No, it's not. It's.
Are you going to get mad and heat it up?
Yes,
that's how you are?
Really? You're going to say, I think people are going to see that I handle things in a much more level-headed and business-like way, implying that I am hot-headed and have no I have a mind for business and a bod for sin.
Wait. So I'm not. Do you think the fact that you just.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Hot-headed.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit because you know why? I would never fucking send off some angry missive.
It's not angry. Can I?
It is angry.
I'll discuss
whatever,
it.
Fine. Discuss it. But you don't have to drag me through the mud in order to do
I'm
it.
I'm not dragging you through the mud. Who are we?
I think people will see that I am level-headed and business-minded.
Well, don't.
Unlike yourself, Miss McFarlane.
Well, first of all, You can't use the defense. You're not hot-headed after that outburst.
Oh, fuck your mother. For real. There, how calm was that?
Huh? Is that a nice thing to say to somebody whose mom is in a nursing home?
Yeah, well, it'll be easy for you. She won't fight back.
Oh, there goes a sip of her coffee after. First of all, you always
Thank you for... Yeah, now let them know that I'm resting my hand on the table.
After we have a discussion...
She's pulled her hair away from her face.
After we have a discussion, and you're right, you rub it into me, I'm right, you're
wrong. No, first of all, there's never any point in a discussion where you ever go, you know what, you're right. So that's a ridiculous thing to say.
No.
The reason that I keep going is because you never give me any indication that you've heard what I said, that you agree with what I've said, that there's any, you just... So, of course, I think, oh, he doesn't get what I'm saying. I re-explain it.
Oh, I don't get what you're saying. Do you think I'm like a child? And
well,
I don't get it?
Yeah. I do think you're very childlike. And I also think that if you were to say, oh, okay, that makes sense, I would stop fucking talking.
Wait, I lost you on that one. Oh, if you said something, I go, oh, that makes sense, and then I would stop and surrender. Is that what you're saying?
No, then I would stop trying to explain it to you.
Oh. But maybe it makes sense to you, and it doesn't make sense to me. Can that be the...
Well, then I'm good, because I keep explaining it to you.
Well, then maybe
then
you...
Well,
but that's kind of selfish and self-centered and narcissistic.
You just said, when you're right, you keep rubbing it in. I'm explaining to you that I don't keep rubbing it in. That I don't know that you know that I'm right. Because you never say that.
Yes, I do. I go, okay, maybe I'll give you this one. Or
no, never. Never.
Oh, I'll go.
That sounds like a totally fine way to do it, but that's never happened.
Sometimes I'll go, oh, that's a good point. You know what?
No,
I'll put that in my memory banks.
Never.
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 I've never said one for you.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
I've never said...
It's okay, you can keep doing this because you think it's a funny bit, but no. I'm just going to say all the rest that you're going to say. No.
I think it's a pretty funny bit, you know?
It's not a funny bit.
It's not a funny bit? Though what I was going, one for you, and put that in the memory bank.
Do you have a rule of threes? You're doing like seven of them.
I did three. Who made up that rule of threes anyhow, do you know? Abbott and Costello?
It's in the Bible.
For stand-up, rule of threes?
No, not the comedy Bible. The Bible.
But it's for comedy. Rule of threes. What is the rule of threes?
You know, two normal, one last one's funny.
Or people die in threes.
No, that's a different rule.
But threes is a big number when it comes to numbers. Three. Why three?
Yeah, but you only...
Three strikes you're out.
That's not really.
Three strikes you're out?
You only have two boobs. You only have two balls.
Okay.
Two eyes, two ears. Two is a big number. We could argue that.
Two
and
nostrils.
And let's go to seven. Seven a big number? Yeah.
Why seven a big
seven
number?
Seven deadly sins.
That's all seven has, though. 7-Eleven on a crap table. Seven is big.
Seven wonders of the world.
There's eight.
Oh.
I think there's eight. Nine now with my new CD out on Sirius, 141 IQ. People love it.
Yeah, but why are you plugging it? No one can get it.
They can get it if they see me at a show.
Yeah, you have to come see Rich live.
Come see me live.
And you can get his CD.
But they played the hell out of our live podcast with Artie Lang. That was so funny. What I listened to when I heard it back, what I've listened
to. I can't believe you can listen to yourself.
I don't. I hate listening to me, but I loved listening to Artie because he was so funny. So funny. And you were great. You obviously were so funny throughout the whole thing. Like, you are very quick-witted. You're very quick-witted.
Thank you.
A lot of people, when I say Bonnie
McFarlane...
Are
you making fun of me right now?
No, you're very quick-witted. But when I do say Bonnie McFarlane...
See, people always say mean. They never... They don't... It's hard to be that mean that fast.
Yeah. Let's talk about last night. We'll get into my text later because I don't want to get into a fight with her. You know, because here's the problem.
Here's the problem. When you get into a fight with Bonnie, she can't let it go and carry on to something else. She'll walk away from the podcast. And I don't want her to walk away yet from the podcast, so I'm just going to pick my nose and move on to something else. A little later on, I'll get into the text. And then when she's really in her peak of anger, we'll end the podcast. And that's the way it's going to work.
Is that one of your podcast voice or radio voice?
Listen! One of the voices I'm working on. I got an SNL audition coming up. I think I'm going to use it.
How come you don't audition for SNL?
Could you, first of all, SNL can suck my dick. I would never want to work that hard. Secondly, if I had an audition for SNL, I would just do stand-up in the most clinical sense of stand-up. Like, I would never have the balls to actually do a character.
I know.
Guys, this is my podcaster. I think we could do a little something about a podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is a podcast. I'm doing it under my parents' basement. And it's a pretty fun event. I've got no guests. I'm looking at a plant right now, and it's a pretty nice plant. I'm really feeling hashtag appreciation to be here talking about.
I can see that character in SNL podcast.
Like,
girl.
They'd be like, next.
Podcast. See, if I was doing an audition, I would be doing a regular stand-up set, and they would go, oh, look, he's playing Lispy Guy. And they would think that's a character, like
no,
Lispy Guy.
They know you.
Huh?
They know you.
Is that the pickles you made? You stored them under there? Mm-hmm. What is under there?
Those are the pickles.
You made pickles, and what else?
I just made pickles.
But
I was going to make sauerkraut, but it's a lot of work.
Wait, you made pickles? You know what you could do?
Yeah, I made pickles. I don't know how. Do you want to rephrase that, or do you want to just keep saying, did you make pickles?
You made pickles. Cause
yep. You want me to write that down so you can look at it?
You know what people make?
What?
Things you can't really go get that easily. You could get pickles anywhere.
Yeah.
Even 7-Eleven and Wawa has pickles. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a lot of things, you know what I mean, in their condiment aisle.
Oh, right.
They'll have mustard, but pickles. Pickles are big.
Mm-hmm. What's your point?
Why would you make pickles?
Well, you know,
wouldn't you make them out of pickles?
I've seen you make burgers. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? You could just go to a restaurant and get a burger. Why would you make it? Why? What?
Turkey burgers.
What would be the point?
Because I make turkey burgers and they're not as easy to find. Okay, I don't eat red meat, so turkey burgers.
No, but the restaurant that's just down the street from our house has six different kinds of turkey burgers.
Oh.
Yeah. So you never have to make... Anytime you make turkey burgers here, I'm going to be like, why would you do that? Why would you...
But I don't make...
If you're
making
a sandwich, I'll be like, Just Subs is just down the street.
Yeah, but I don't make them and store them for the future.
Yeah, no, because that would be dumb.
Turkey
that's
burger.
Not how sandwiches work.
I live in a turkey burger moment.
Okay. Well, I think everyone's going to listen to this and realize that I'm the one who's level-headed and business-minded.
So last
I make
night,
my own pickles.
How many?
What? It was a fun activity. I did it with my daughter. She enjoys it. She understands.
Your
about
daughter
food.
Or our daughter?
Well, you know what? I'm starting to wonder because.
Oh, really? I didn't take her for most of the day throughout New York.
I didn't realize when I was saying that you were going to immediately.
What?
In your head, start thinking about that DNA test.
I'm going to. Because when I went to.
Take it. Please do.
Oh, you would
it.
Love it. What would you do? You would go. First of all, I don't want to start a fight now.
No. But why don't you just take it so that this argument or this weird thing in your head can be done?
That
with.
Wasn't the argument. The argument was I took her all day yesterday. You're saying I do things with my daughter. Like
no, I didn't.
You were saying that I don't do things with her, insinuating.
No, I was going to say if you don't understand why anyone would make pickles, then you don't deserve to have her in your life.
Really? That's why they would take my daughter from me? The courts would go, hey.
I made your pickles and he kept asking why.
We're putting her in a foster home. We're putting your daughter in a foster home because you won't make pickles with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, that's what it comes down to.
This was the humorous take that I had on the situation, if you want to break it down and make it really.
Who, me or you? What a humorous take. I don't get what you're saying. What the humorous take?
Oh my God, I can't. No one could possibly be still listening, right?
Why?
To this bullshit.
I just lost you.
All right,
you.
That was a script sent into us by a listener. We did it. And there we go. We did it.
See, sometimes we'll do scripts that listeners send
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you send in a script, we'll do it. That's how you want the podcast to be, argument about pickles, boom, we did
it's
it.
Called,
we read it verbatim.
It's called Pickled. Pickled by...
Putting my script away. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank from... Where was he from?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Frank
from Baltimore.
From Baltimore?
Well, it's a little bit farther away than Baltimore.
Oh. Okay. Last night, we...
This is real now.
What happened? Scanning your system for... Audio device, headset device named AirPlay. No, just. We were judges at the roast battle at the stand, our first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was packed. It was a lot of fun.
I'm so surprised that they don't call it Jeff Ross's roast battle. Like, how is he not?
Put his name on. Well, yeah. Another guy came up with
he
it.
He stole it from someone else. You know that, right?
I don't know if he stole. I thought they both came up
well,
with it.
Well, he saw some open micers doing roast battles in L.A. And he was like, in his mind, he's like, wait, I'm the roast master. And so then he got involved and apparently made it what it is today. The big bullshit roast battle of today. And
he took it to another level.
He took it to another level. But still, the fact that he hasn't.
It's like
branded
a,
it well, Jeff Ross's roast battle
because
now it's on. It's at every club.
It's like a corporation pushing out the little guy. Is that what happened?
Yes, he's the big.
He's Walmart of roast, and he pushed out.
Right.
He pushed out the mom and pop roast.
Exactly.
But that other guy, whoever's doing, invented or started it or came up with the idea, he does them too.
Well, Jeff has to keep him involved. I mean, now who? Wait, it's the same guy that does them with Jeff Ross.
Yeah, the black guy, right? He's the one who came up with the idea.
I think so, yeah. So now Jeff can't push him out, or he would, I guarantee it.
The three guys that were last night doing the crazy stuff with the signs and all that, and you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Were
that's
they from
part
LA?
Of the... That's,
were they from L.A.? Did they fly in
I
for this?
I have no idea.
Did they fly him in for
no.
this? Huh?
They were pretty funny, actually.
I want to call. I should call Patrick now and ask him about that. If they flew them in and put them up. Because that had to cost thousands of dollars.
No, they didn't.
Well, they weren't from New York, were they?
I don't know every fucking... They were just looked like three homeless dudes.
Well, there were three battles. First, there was a stand-up show before it.
Right. Nick DiPaolo, me and you.
Nick DiPaolo, Bonnie, and I headlined. And...
You really... That's like such an open micer thing to do.
What?
Is go on last and say you headlined.
Oh, okay. I closed it out. I didn't headline. Headliners work Vegas. It was Nick who killed. Bonnie killed. And I brought it to another level. I don't know what it was that I was so on fire last night.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I came down. You were crushing.
Crushing. I was in and out.
But I, from the second I got on stage to the end, it was like powerful. I didn't want to stop. The audience didn't want
me
to stop.
It hurts me, honestly. Like, because I get, like, I sort of love, obviously, like, an egomaniac. Hence, we're married. But isn't there something in you that, like, it's almost like letting the floodgates open? Like, aren't you like, oh, I better put this back in. I better close it up. It's like, no, you're just like, I'm amazing. I'm fantastic. Like, just all day long with the legend and the 141 IQ.
Do you know anybody in life that would really open floodgates? Like, what? Where did that saying come from? Like, why?
Oh, is this the kind of comedy you were doing last night? Because now it makes perfect sense.
Uh-oh. Bless you. Bless you. You know, when people used to do drugs, they would go, $25. $50.
I don't get it.
When coke addicts used to sneeze.
Oh, that's
25, 50.
That's pretty funny.
Get it? Because it would sneeze
out
the coke.
Yeah, because they're sneezing out the coke.
That was an old drug addict. Little joke
like
back
it.
In the day.
I might bring that back.
You're going to bring it back? Maybe they're still doing it. You don't know.
When little kids sneeze now, I'm going to be like, $25. My kid's a coke addict. That kid loves coke.
So though, then we, they, and like when we were doing the stand up last night, the club was 3/4 full.
Right,
3/4. But then when the roast battle started, you couldn't get a seat.
Yeah, it was really packed.
People were lined up in.
Well, there was a lot of comedians came in for it to check it out, I think.
That kid sitting next to us is a good laugher. I like him.
What's his name again?
The Spanish kid from. What the fuck's his name? Why is it? He's a good fucking laugher. He was cracking up.
He's on The Nightly Show.
Yeah. Why is his name? You know his name. What's his name?
I go to him last night. I saw him. I've worked with him 100 times. I've talked to him a million times. Like,
I can't remember names of
anybody.
And
he comes up to me and he goes, hey, and I go, oh, I didn't recognize you. He goes, you never do. Which is so true. I'm always like, he's always like right up in my face before I like acknowledge that it's, I don't know. I don't remember his name. Google it. He's on The Nightly Show.
Go through some names in your head.
I can't think of one right now.
Okay. I like him, too. He was laughing his ass off. It's good to have someone like that sitting next to you.
Yeah.
It fuels you. Gives you fuel.
Remember when the MC started talking? I go, who's that? Who was that guy?
Who was that guy?
He was the MC of the first show, I think.
Yeah.
Louis J. Gomez MC'd the roast battles.
Yeah.
But then that guy was sitting next to the judges. It was me, you, and...
Aaron Berg.
As the judges. And then that guy took the mic at one point and was talking. I was like,
who is he? You fucking, he was upset the way you just fucking beat him down.
I know. Everyone gets upset with me, but I thought that's like what roast battles were. People say shit to me. You know, you're a girl and people say some horrible shit to you.
Even
when it's not a roast battle, people just say some horrible shit.
But
to
we
you.
Were beating people down right and left.
Yeah, I know, but why is it like Rich is doing it? Ha 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 ha. Bonnie's doing it. I mean, I get a lot of laughs last night. Like, come on, let's not.
You did very
beat
well.
Beat around the bush, but I know people think I'm fucking mean.
You did very well, but seriously, putting all aside, you got to admit, I was at another level last night of funny.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Where does that come from when we're doing those things?
I can't be a part of this. I just can't.
Even Aaron was very funny. Not
Aaron
saying
was really funny. The audience was really good last night. They were like your fans. That's why.
Then that girl, she kept yelling stuff out, trying to get involved.
Oh, I know. So annoying.
I know, like, shut up.
I know, she was like, make out.
Ugh.
It didn't work the first time. Why'd you say it 4 more times?
Drinking, right?
I don't think she was drinking at all.
So the first roast was an Indian girl and a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
She clearly won.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that has, like, a lot
of
heat?
An Indian girl. She's going to prepare. You know what I mean?
No.
She's going to do her jokes. Yeah, because they come from a culture where...
They prepare.
Spanish guy, he's just going to try to wing it. You know what I mean?
He came out with his first joke, opening up strong, And it was a
spiral. He thought of two good jokes, and then he was like, that'll be good enough. And he really went downhill.
It was a complete
And the next two was like a bearded white guy with a slow, slow delivery.
Deadpan. Plays guitar.
And a very charming black dude.
He was charming?
Yes, there was something very likable about him. Oh. I wanted him to win so bad.
Unprepared.
I'm completely unprepared. Like, I've seen this before. This is going to come across as racist. Black guys from where I have seen at my own observational whatever judgment of roasts.
Do not prepare.
Black guys don't prepare, and it never fucking works out.
They think they could fucking. It started with Keith Robinson.
You know why? Because I think what happens is that they're funny naturally and probably
snapping. That with takes each other.
Yes, and they think like, oh. They'll probably like stand on the street and say, I'm going to say this about him. I'm going to say this about him. And then people are laughing and they're like, eh, good. I just thought of those right now. So it'll be fine. Well, but then in the moment of it, it's.
When we did a roast. It's
almost like the best people at roasts are guys who are not the best at comedy. They're good at writing and they do the best at roast because.
Well, no, DePaulo's great at roast.
He's also a good writer. He writes.
Norton's great at roast. They're both.
They're both very good writers, though. They're both good joke writers.
You know, the problem, like when Keith, that's a famous story. We were doing roast at Boston Comedy Club. I think we were roasting Patrice or Norton, one of the roasts, and he ran
in. Well, Patrice was one of the best. I will take this back now because Patrice. On that Comedy Central roast.
Yeah.
That was one of the best roasts I've ever seen in my life. It was so
He rewrote honest. It. He did it all that. Like, it was almost.
It was almost like a new genre of roasting. Yeah. It's like, that's what they should do now. That's how they should do roasts now. It's like so hack the way it's done now.
What he just went, ugh. How do you people?
He was like, you don't even know me.
You're not in my list.
No one can beat Patrice. But, okay, so then who was... And then...
Wait, the black guy...
The black guy didn't have good enough jokes.
But the white guy wasn't that good either.
No,
he
was,
stunk
no,
too.
No, he did, yeah. He had his written out jokes, but they weren't good jokes. But he just happened to be better because he...
It was like...
He actually had shit to say.
It was like Stinky versus Stinky.
Yeah.
They both stunk. Like, why didn't they pick good people? I'm not saying the girl wasn't good. The girl was good.
She was good. She had some good jokes.
But why? I guess they can't get people to do it.
Yeah.
You know, have fucking... All right. And then the last two.
Yeah, Gino. Bisconti? Biscotti?
Bisconte.
Picante?
Bisconti.
Picante.
And Mike Vecchione.
And Mike Vecchione, who I would never want to go up against Mike Vecchione. I've seen him roast twice now. There's no way in the world I would ever do
he
a roast.
He prepares. Battle. He's totally...
He's a writer. That's the thing. Is like, and his jokes are... It's not just that they're good roast jokes. They're good jokes. They're like really, really well written. And then he just does them with this...
I got to get him to write for me if I ever do it.
I know, right? There's no one you would ever want to write for you after you've seen Mike Vecchione, except for Mike Vecchione.
I mean, Gino had some good lines.
Gino's actually, he's written for me on roasts before. He's a very good, he's written some really genius roast jokes. And he was really good last night, too. But Mike Vecchione just, because Gino won the first round.
Yeah, but I don't think he should have. I don't know if he should have. I think people gave it to him out of...
No, he was good. He was like, he was really good. Yeah, the first round, I think he had it. He did all his best jokes in the first round. And then it was just like Mike Vecchione just had killer joke after killer joke after killer joke. It just never ended. And Gino kind of had a few.
Gino had a really good knockout one.
Gino could have won against anyone else.
Well, what there? Left
no, court. No, not again. Not there. But I mean, like. There's a lot of comedians that Gino would have won against, but Mike Vecchione was just, he was just solid. It was a fun night. It was like the audience was going crazy.
Yeah, it was the best.
We were being quite pithy.
What are you going to do with your $25?
Thank God that they paid me because I was like, and that they charged me for tater tots. I like that they did that. I didn't even offer to pay for my drinks.
I would have said something. I paid for my meal, but I paid half price. But you would think we did two things last night. We did stand up and the roast, but it was fun. And that club, I like that club, so I'll do things for that club. I think those guys do a good job there. I don't think they, like other clubs, will just do anything to get fucking horrible tourists from other countries in. It's usually a New York audience, you know. So I think they're doing a great, you know. I don't mind doing things for that club because it's a good club. It's a fun club. And you can hang out there upstairs, you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. sit. And comics will come by there. You can hang outside. They put together a good club. I'm going to have to say that.
I agree. I like that club.
And they all enjoy comedy. You know what I mean?
The owners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're into it.
They're into it. I mean, they're into it. And even Patrick, and he's always been into comedy. Patrick from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was a young tot.
I can't believe they were like... I remember when the first time I was doing O&A once, and Chris came by. Remember? And we were kind of ignoring him. He was just this dude that was like sort of like hanging around. He wanted to talk to you about doing a sizzle for something.
He came by where?
O&A, the studios.
Yeah.
It was the old studios. It was like...
Remember we did a sizzle with them a long time ago?
They had no interest in me. Zero. They just put me in it for whatever. I was really pregnant.
I don't know. We outside Chicken Holiday mm-hmm. and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And no, they didn't like me. I don't think they're not that they didn't like me. They didn't.
No, it was
they
me,
wanted
Patrice.
You. They didn't think I was anything.
It was me, Patrice. They wanted a bunch of
guy comics, right? And then they became managers, and then they were like, "We're going to open a club," and we're kind of like, "All right." But I had no idea it was going to become.
Did great, and now they're booking Fallon.
Are they still doing that?
They booked the comics on Fallon.
Oh. I knew they did. I didn't know they still did it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We're at 30 minutes. Let's do...
Well, do the fight. That'll take us right into the end.
Well, because I don't want to argue with you.
I won't say a word. I'll look at my Shape magazine.
I don't even want to get into it. It's too negative. The guy wrote me back, and I said, all right, fine. I hope things work out. And he said, thanks. So it ended. Oh, look who's here. We have a cameo.
Do you want to say something, Raina?
And don't be smart. Like, because you're going into third grade. Are you excited about going into third grade?
No.
Why not? You're not excited about it?
No.
Then you're going into that other class for some... I think you're going... What's the name of that class for smart kids that she's going into? What's it called?
I don't know. Some in Richmond or something.
You got to fill out that paperwork. Do it today. The lady wants you to do it today or she can't get in.
Hey, all right. She's doing interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Third grade. You're going into third grade.
Why is your mouth all black? What's on your hands?
What is that? Is that ink? It's in her mouth. You're going to get ink poisoning.
No, not on your shirt. Go.
She's going to get ink poisoning.
Go brush your teeth.
I didn't do anything with ink in my mouth.
You must have put your hands in your mouth after.
You're doing it right now. Why do you have ink all over your hand? What's the ink from? Go wash your hands and mouth.
Go wash your hands and then brush your teeth. Jeez.
You never heard of ink poisoning?
I don't think that a little bit of that is going
to... I don't know how much ink it takes to get ink poisoning.
We hear a thud upstairs.
Oh, remember the other day when she had her fever?
Yeah, I do remember that. What was that? Oh, less than a week ago? Yeah, I do remember.
All right, maybe I will read my text. Nah, I don't want to get involved in that. Too negative.
Too negative. Well, come on, don't you have... We got a big vacation coming up.
Yeah.
You booked yourself a night at the...
Oh, I'm at the Melrose Improv Saturday night.
Headlining Melrose Improv.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock show at the Melrose Improv. And I didn't press the Laugh Factory for any spots. They said, who knows? Maybe they already got back to us. Maybe they didn't.
What do you mean, maybe they got back to you?
I mean, maybe they'll get back to us tomorrow or something and say, oh, your spots, I don't even know how they work. But I mean, if I got a hold of Jamie, of course we would get spots at the Laugh Factory. But I don't want to do tons of spots.
Right.
I just want to do
what? It's in the front pocket of my suitcase.
Just wash your hands and face good. I don't want to bounce all over. I'll do a spot. The spot at the Improv.
I don't care what you want.
You know,
like, what do you? I'm not going to bounce all over. Like, there is no possible way we're going to be in Los Angeles where you're not going to be like, let's go to the store. You're going to want to stay up all night going to.
Not Thursday night. I have to get up at 5 a.m. Friday morning.
Why?
Playing golf at 7 a.m. Friday morning.
Oh, well, I don't care.
7 a.m. You just said why. Then don't say why if you don't care. You do care because you said why.
So that means no, but you present it like I have to. You don't have to.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do. That's when the tea time is at 7 a.m.
Yeah, but you don't have to play golf at all. No one's forcing you to play golf.
I'm playing the two best courses.
And in Rich decided we got tickets to go to Disneyland. And then Rich was like, you should take one of your friends. You should take one of your friends
no,
to Disneyland.
No, you just said first to me.
No.
You
no,
said first to
you
me.
Said it.
You said you shouldn't go. That's not for a man.
That is not what I said.
Yes, you did.
Rich,
you said it's not for a guy. It's not for a man.
That is not what I said. After your poor behavior at the Rotary Fair in Hillsboro, I said, I don't want you coming to... And Raina doesn't want you coming either. She's like, he'll complain. He's not going to want to stand in line. She goes, he'll try to make me go on rides I don't want to go on.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Raina.
Ask her.
Come here.
And that's exactly the truth. And you'd be like, let's go. We've seen enough. Or,
no, first of all, come here. Come and don't.
Be honest.
It looks
yeah,
good.
It's
yeah, it's out. Come here. Talk regularly and like an adult. When we went to the fair and stuff, all right, I don't try to make you go on rides you don't want to go on, do I?
No.
No.
When he comes to Disneyland, if he were to come to Disneyland with us, what would be some of our concerns if Daddy was to come to Disneyland with us?
Talking to the mic.
He would be tired.
Mm-hmm.
He would complain about stuff. He would say, don't go on that ride, go on this ride.
Thank you.
I would say, well, I wouldn't. What would I complain about?
Everything.
I don't complain about everything.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Do so?
Who complains more, me or Mommy?
You.
But do I get things done?
No.
I don't get things done?
You complain too much.
I don't complain.
Yes.
Yes.
You'd complain about the traffic on the way there.
Yeah.
You'd complain about the food. You'd complain about the prices. You'd be walking around being like, this is a racket. This is such a racket.
It's a scam. It
yeah.
is a scam.
Disneyland's a scam.
How?
It's a racket.
What's a racket?
What I'm going to hit you in the head with. A racket. Come here for a second. One last question, and then we'll wrap this up. Did I let yesterday come to my mic and talk? Yesterday when me and you were in New York, and we were having a good time, and we went out for lunch, and I said, don't spill your soda. But did we... I said, don't spill your soda. Right after that, she spilled her whole cup of soda. That's all she does is spill soda. Okay. 3 times in 2 weeks. So, come here. Did I complain when me and you were walking around and hanging out in Times Square and stuff? Did I complain yesterday?
Yes.
No, what did I complain about?
You were complaining about it was too hot. You wanted a coffee. And
I didn't complain I wanted a coffee.
She told me yesterday, she was like, it was so hot outside. We were walking around and then Daddy had a hot coffee.
And he wanted it hotter. He wanted it hotter, his coffee.
Yeah, well, also.
Oh, you complained that the coffee wasn't hot enough.
It wasn't hot enough.
Complain.
And I got hotter coffee. It was too cold.
What else did he complain about? Well, what else did he show you in Times Square? Might have been inappropriate.
I didn't show her anything.
What was it?
Oh, no.
What? You talked about it a lot yesterday, so.
He did.
I didn't see show it to you. You saw it by. What are we gonna do? We're walking through Times Square.
What was it?
Naked girls, but they weren't naked. They were painted.
That's still naked.
You could see their bosoms painted, right?
Bosoms.
Yeah, their bosoms. But first of all, if you're gonna do that in Times Square, be hot.
Well, women think that they should be able to go topless.
It's not a topless thing. These are people trying to make money.
Which I can't believe men are trying to stop it. Wouldn't men be like, yeah,
they're trying to be
okay, legalized.
Stop. Put your shirt down. Get, put your shirt. You look like a little boy. Put your shirt.
What did you just do?
Go
to
place.
Okay.
She's ripped.
Wouldn't you like those abs?
Look at her abs.
Unbelievable abs.
She's ripped. All right. Listen,
she looks
we gotta
like
go.
A little rock star.
We gotta go. Okay, this Saturday, Melrose Improv, 8 o'clock. Then September 3rd through 5th, Laugh Boston. Bonnie will be at Governor's in...
18, 19 of September. Please go.
18,
somebody
19.
Go see me for once. God
You'll like her.
Damn.
She's good. She's good.
I need fans.
All right. We're out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.